This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald. Here's a segment from our show, Kelly and Company, that airs weekdays from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio. Welcome to the Kelly and Company Audio Book Club, folks. We know you've been waiting for it all month. This is our chance and yours to really get into the books, authors, and narrators that we either love or maybe not so love. Today, we're getting into the conversation of the book, The Five Love Languages. This is The Secret to Love That Lasts, written by Gary Chapman and recommended to us by Jeevan Baines. We'll bring Jeevan on just a moment and get into the conversations, but we've got a voicemail from Robert Just, who read another book along the same series, and this is The Five Love Languages by Gary Chapman and Ross Campbell, and we'll let him explain a little bit how these same love languages, which we'll get into in our conversation, apply. Here's Robert Just.
Hello again, Kelly and Company. Robert Just in Midtown Toronto. And this is in connection with the book of the month, The Five Love Languages of Children by Drs. Gary Chapman and Ross Campbell. It is my impression that these two psychologists have written this book as a parental handbook. And I'll proceed to explain. They outline the five love languages of children. And in chapter one, I like their description of how quality time worked in the case of Dennis and Brenda and their son Brent and his difficulties at school, and how quality child-parent time spent together remedied that rather questionable situation. And I look forward to the other reviews of this inspiring book. Thank you very much indeed.
Robert Just from Toronto giving us his comments on another book, of course, partnered up. But now let's get back to our book here that we've got, The Five Love Languages. And joining Rami and I on the panel is Jeevan Baines. She is the recommender of this book. Jeevan, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
So let's start with the concept of the five love languages is seemingly popular, and you could take online quizzes to get to know yours and your partner's languages. Now, had you heard about it, Jeevan, before diving into the book that you recommended? Did you hear quite a bit about it?
Yes, I'd heard about it over the years, and I go, maybe it's time for me to give it a read.
That's awesome. That's really, really cool. Ramya, this genre of writing, let's call it self-improvement, is topping the charts. We are always hearing people looking for one thing or another to get better about. Are you a fan of this?
I won't answer for this particular book, but yeah, in general, I am curious about this kind of genre with the self-improvement and people's perspectives on how to kind of make yourself better. But I don't always get through the books, Kels, if I'm being honest with you. Sometimes like the liner or the titles, because some of these titles are really, pumped, right? They grab me, and then I start reading the books, and then I'm like, oh, okay, I don't know if I can make it through. So there's a few of these unfinished books in my cart.
As we were talking about the other day with Ryan Huey on the program, get through the book. But unfortunately, sometimes I find, oh my goodness, I got to back up because the mind wanders. So, Jeevan, this book was released in 1992, almost three decades ago. Do you think the writing reflects that? Does it keep up with the times? Is it kind of that everlasting book that no matter when you read it, it's kind of applicable?
I think the concepts in it are definitely applicable around the five love languages and how people like to express and receive love. So what I do think is that has changed over time are the specific situations. So in this particular book, there might have been a focus on domestic roles within the house. I find nowadays there's more different, like interracial couples. There's cultural differences, and society has also evolved too. So I feel like the concepts would still remain the same, but in terms of the specific examples that complement it, have definitely changed over the years. I also think that these relationships could apply to how people communicate with their coworkers, with their roommates. So the book itself, written in 1992, was probably reflective of back then, and him being a marriage counselor, there was emphasis put on marriage and children.
Yeah. As we see from Robert's comments at the top and the love languages, the five love languages of children and subsequent other books too, this carries on. You can see the updating. And, you know, I really like what you said about culture. Ramya, you have some comments to read for us from Amr.
Yeah, exactly. And this is kind of touching on what you were saying as well, Jeevan. This is from Amr Khan. Despite the author's anthropological background, it's surprising to see so little on cultural, ethnic, or racial, aspects. We only see one sliver of this in the context of gifts with Fred, that was one of the examples from the book, and the stick he receives on the island of Dominica. So I kind of agree. I think that a lot of times throughout the book, as short as it was, and as direct as it is, Kels, I did feel that, yes, overall, I can get with the program. I can get with the concepts of, you know,
the languages themselves.
Speaking. Yeah. Yeah, and speaking in somebody else's language, because it may not be the way that you speak, is the way that they speak, right? So I can get with that. But I did feel that I was looking for more cultural examples or something that felt a little bit more diverse and present day. And it did kind of feel that, okay, yeah, I had to keep reminding myself, okay, this was released 30 or so years ago, so it wouldn't be so, you know.
We had really the reflections of people in Canada, the United States, and as you guys both have pointed out, and Amr as well, that is definitely something that I wonder has if the subsequent books have been updated that way. So, Ramya, I have to wonder your tone of the book. What are your thoughts of it overall? You said short, so it was a reasonable read.
It was, and I got through it quite quickly, and there were never really at times when I was going, oh my gosh, move along, because it did move along very well and smoothly. I did find it, though, very, like, cut and dry, very black or white. You know, it's the, if you do this, it'll work, and over time, it will work, and if you follow the instructions, you should be able to, and all the examples correlated
worked
to that, right?
Yep.
Exactly. All the examples of these marriages that were falling to shambles, they would come to see Dr. Gary Chapman, and in his relaying to them the five love languages, they would come back years later at some of these examples and say, oh my gosh, you're a miracle worker. So I did find it a bit of a hard sell in that case, you know, and it's not necessarily a take it or leave it type of book. It felt much more like a hard sell.
Oh yeah, I would have liked some of the process too, where when he says, no, don't ask after a week, after you've got feedback, then maybe ask for something a week later. Why a week? Why not 5? Why not 2 weeks? Jeevan, did you find that there was enough of those practical examples in the book, or were you looking for that maybe a couple that fell through, or as we've been mentioning, more of the other cultures?
I completely agree. I had actually read a more recent version of the book before reading this one. And so when I was reading it, I was actually comparing the two. And so I actually liked the new one. I think it was 2004 it was published in,
yes,
which I thought that it did have better examples. And it also went into things like filling up your own love tank and kind of loving yourself and doing things to be kind to yourself. And it's not always about the other person, which I think is really important as well.
Yeah, I really think that, and again, going back to pointing out, this is for family, friends as well, that these things apply. And I think the leap off form was the children's book. But I wondered that when I kept seeing all the different ones, how far ahead, and I'm sure we'll see something else come up in time. So Jeevan, did it help you knowing your love language? Is it helpful to you?
It was really, really interesting. So when I took the quiz, my love language was, my primary one was quality time, and then my next highest was service. And when I had just done the quiz for fun without reading the books before, it was service. So I really started to think about, oh, I wonder what's shifted was it the mood that I was in when I was answering those questions that day? Or I was actually thinking about the pandemic, and maybe quality time is really important to me now, just because there's many other things I can't do. So it's these virtual catch-ups with friends and family that I really appreciate. So.
Well, you do wonder if over time it would change. And, you know, as life goes on for a person, you know, what you find important as a child when you look at the children versus teenager versus young adult versus senior citizen, I would think they're going to change. Rum, you've got some comments.
Yeah, this one also from Amir. Overall, this is a book to be read with a grain of salt, but not a bag of it. I loved that line. And there's a lot you can learn from the practical exercises and suggested ideas. The book can certainly help your relationships, and in that, Chapman has achieved his goal. The overall concepts can be easily applied to friendship, children, or in the intended married couple. And in that way, it's more universal than for just married couples. And just to add on to that, from my perspective, I think that that's definitely true. Like what you both have been saying, it's more of a broad concept than before. And even I'm curious to read the books further along from this one, especially about filling your own love tank and things like that. Because I did have moments where I was like, how about if I didn't want someone else? If I could just speak my own love language to myself.
But be good to yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And also, I thought I had done the same thing. I had done the quiz online. I felt that it was very rigid when I did one of the quizzes. And I thought, honestly, I feel like I have more than one primary love language. And then Gary, in his way of answering that question, you know, what if you think you have two primary love languages? And especially he was using it, for example, males thinking that physical touch is one of theirs, right? And I thought that those answers were just not sufficient enough for me. I felt like the dialects were important that he mentioned for each of these five love languages. There are multiple dialects. So that's super important. But I do think it can be more gray than that, like even more gray, where you feel like you're speaking multiple love languages.
Well, when you struggle with the gray, you know what you're supposed to do, ladies. Give Gary a call and pay $100 an hour to then he can color it in a little bit more for you. But I think, too, when you do it online, that the quiz, you got to make it simple enough. And I'm sure most people, and I think he says in the book, you know, you're going to find you're going to have one or two. And one's going to probably supersede the other. Jeevan, thanks a lot for having the talk with us. Anything in closing quickly that you have on the book that you wanted to throw in here?
No, thank you for having me. And I'm looking forward to the discussion this evening at the book club.
Well, thank you for recommending, and we'll take a recommendation anytime. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Jeevan Baines recommending the five love languages. Rum, we've got next month's book lined up here, so let's have a little chat about that. And it's called The Vanishing Half by Britt Bennett.
Exactly. This was released in 2020, so it's a pretty recent release. And it's recommended to us by our fashion contributor who joins us monthly on the show, Kia Osborne. It's a novel that, first of all, she's told me a bit about her perspectives on it, and she seems to really highly recommend it. So it's a novel about twin sisters, inseparable as children, who ultimately choose to live in two very different worlds, one white and one black. The Vignes twin sisters will always be identical, but after growing up together in a small southern black community and running away at age 16, it's not just the shape of their daily lives that's different as adults. It's everything. Their families, their communities, their racial identities. Even separated by so many miles and just as many lives, the fates of their twins being intertwined, remain intertwined. This book weaves together multiple strands and generations of this family, from the deep south to California, from the 1950s to the 1990s. And we're going to discuss this book in a month's time, a little bit like 5 weeks, because it's on Tuesday, March 30th. But looking forward to it.
Superb. Well, let's take a sample.
City living would tire them out. They'd run out of money and gall and come sniffling back to their mother's porch. But they never returned again. Instead, after a year, the twins scattered, their lives splitting as evenly as their shared egg. Stella became white, and Desiree married the darkest man she could find. Now she was back, Lord knows why. Homesick, maybe. Missing her mother after all those years, or wanting to flaunt that dark daughter of hers. In Mallard, nobody married Dark. Nobody left either. But Desiree had already done that. Marrying a dark man and dragging his blue-black child all over town was one step too far.
Mm, awesome. Vanishing Half, that's next month's book right here on the Kelly & Company Book Club, available via Audible and also available on Sela. So do check it out, ladies and gentlemen. If you wish to, like G-Van, suggest a book to us, give us a call, 1-866-509-4545. We'd love to hear from you. Suggest that it's for the Kelly & Company Book Club. Tell us a little bit about why you're recommending it, who you are, and hopefully you can join us as part of the panel when we discuss the book. Feedback at AMI.ca, if that's a bit better for you to make the recommendation. But again, we'd love to hear your voice, 1-866-509-4545. That's our book club for this month. Thank you for being with us for it. Why don't you hang in, folks? We'll wrap up our show, tell you what's coming up tomorrow on it, and also preview Now with Dave Brown. We'll be right back. You've been listening to Kelly & Company. If you're hooked, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast platform. And be sure to leave us a rating and review. Or you can listen live from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.